Business meetings in non-kosher restaurants. So we've so far discussed the issa of marisain, the different reasons behind it, and Mitzvah today we're going to discuss some grounds perhaps to be able to makel in cases of marisain, and we'll see whether accepted by the poskim. So the first ground is the Pri Chadosh. He says the whole issa of marisain will only apply to that which Chazal asked because of marisain. He says it's not our place to create new gezeiros of marisain. So he was talking about in a place where they would eat kidneys, and since Sfadi countries where they eat kidneys, he says there'll be no issue of baking on Pesach with flour made of lentils, that even though the final product might look like chametz, he said the Gemara didn't forbid this. The Gemara didn't forbid use of such flour because of marisain, and therefore it will be mutar. And this kula would cover usage of shavers, even though there were those that had problems with shavers because it looks like you've used a razor, and other food on Pesach that might look like chametz. However, most poskim do not agree with this kula. A number of achronim have pointed out that rishonim rule in lots of cases that marisain applies in cases even though they weren't mentioned in the Gemara. So that's number one. Number two is a Rama who seems to say that we only apply marisain to Isurei Doraisa. So this is the Rama in Yerodea Pezain, Sif Gimel. What's being discussed over there is mixing meat and milk. And the Rama says that even though there'll be an issue of mixing meat with almond milk because of marisain, he says, however, mixing chicken with almond milk will not be a problem. He says, we've got mixing meat and almond milk, which would look like deraisa, then that's only mutar, he says, if you leave some almonds around, showing clearly where it's from. He says, regarding chicken and almond milk, no problem, because it's only on a Rabbanon, and there's no marisain. However, many poskim already there in the Shulchan Aruch, you can see in the Shach and the Taz, many poskim ask this, they disagree with this psak, and they say no, that even marisain on a Rabbanon is a problem. The Be'er Sheva brings a bunch of different examples where you find that there's marisain even in the Din Rabbanon. For example, the whole issa to do business on Shabbos is only Rabbanon. Yet still, Chazal asked a person to take out a cow with a bell on Shabbos, even if the bell's clapper is blocked and it won't make any noise, because it looks like, since you've got a bell there, it looks like you're going to take it to the market. So you see clearly, there's a marisain on a drabbonon of doing business on Shabbos. That's number two. Number three, which is probably the most relevant, is that marisain will no longer apply if something now becomes commonly known. So what does this mean? So a contemporary example of this would be that nowadays putting marge on your food, you know, it's so common to have marge that people probably use marge more than butter. But back when marge first started, then it looked like butter. So it could be that there was marisain to start off with, and therefore you won't be able to have marge with your fleishig meal. But nowadays, it could be there's no such issue because people know that is marge. What's the basis to say that the halacha changes? Because the Mishnah rules that not only is woolen linen asa, but also woolen silk would be asa because it looks like wool and linen. Now, silk is neither wool nor linen, and therefore it's not shatnas. But at the times of the Mishnah, your average person was not familiar with silk, and you won't be able to tell the difference. And people could easily mistake silk for linen. However, the Rosh, and this is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Simon, Reish, Tzadi, Ches, Sifalaf, the Rosh Paskin, that nowadays people know the difference, and therefore there's no problem in mixing wool and silk. And it comes out, therefore, that through time, things can become mutter. Even if they're originally ossicles and marisain, they can become mutter. Ravadi says, for example, Rav Avadi says, mixing non-dairy milk, like soy milk, rice milk, oat milk, etc., it's not a problem. You can have that in a meaty meal, because he said that people are used to it nowadays. The same will be true of baked goods with kosher Pesach, potato flour, matzah meal. because people understand that you can make these things kosher Pesach. Another potential application of this, it's become mutter, might be certain sheitlach, that it could be that there were a problem of marasayin, but it could be there's no problem of marasayin. Similarly, Shabbos clocks, which turning lights on and off, once they become normal, the more widespread they become, the less of a potential problem they are. Mitzvah Shem, next time we'll start applying it to business meetings.